Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast. We're joined with the Georgetown Hoya standout defensive back, safety, if you will, David Acker. David, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us today. I mean, what's it like knowing that your teammates are going to be probably preparing for spring ball in the not-too-distant future, and you're preparing for the next level?
It's good. I know that they're working very hard. I'm very excited for my next level. I'm looking forward to an opportunity to play wherever I can. I've always loved the game of football, and I'm just always excited to be able to compete and show whatever I can do.
Nice. Growing up, did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee? When did you kind of start, you know, getting the leather ball in your hand?
I started in about third, fourth grade. I played O-line, actually, because I had no idea what I was doing. And I had to learn the game just like everyone else. I was probably the smallest, skinniest O-lineman you've ever seen. But, you know, after my first year, I got the hang of it and started playing running back and linebacker. And I scored a lot of touchdowns, so I fell in love with the game really quickly.
I was just about to say, you were pretty athletically gifted then once you found your niche. Were you that kid where parents were like, we need to see the birth certificate on this kid because he's just scoring too much?
Yeah, a few people would ask, like, we need to see a birth certificate. Like, how is he able to score so fast? Why is he so much faster than all the other kids? But, you know, eventually they started getting used to it. They're just, okay, we just expect him to score, or we expect him to play hard.
Oh, that's awesome stuff. So let's kind of fast forward now. So you started as a small offensive lineman. You learned the game. Now you're, you know, mm-hmm. scoring touchdowns left and right. And then kind of going kind of how you end up at Georgetown.
Okay, so in high school, I started playing running back and safety. It was the first time I started playing safety. And I only started playing because my best friend played safety as well. He plays for the Jets now, but Jamal Adams, he played with me all throughout middle school and high school. So I was like, I want to play safety with him. So we both started playing safety, and we started competing and to see who can get more interceptions and see who can get the most big hits. And I just fell in love with playing safety. I just loved being able to control the defense and run around and knowing exactly what I needed to do and be where everywhere the ball was.
Nice, nice. So leaving high school, I mean, any offers as running back, or are they all on the defensive side?
No, I eventually transitioned just to safety, so just only defensive offers. So just cause I like contact a little bit too much, so I enjoyed that. When I played running back, I would just literally try to attack people too much, and I was supposed to be, you know, evading people, so it didn't work out so well for me.
Awesome stuff. David Acker, the Georgetown safety here on the C2P, getting to know this guy a little bit more, find out what he brings to the draft table. If you've missed any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, David Acker, Blog Talk Radio, his name and iTunes, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegetopro.com. So you arrive at Georgetown, and I know every kid that's ever come on the show, I mean, if we're talking to you, it means you're in a really good spot, a really good position. But you know as well as anybody, not all those guys in the locker room even get to where you're at to have this opportunity. When does it kind of sink into you personally, David, that, you know what, at the end of this collegiate journey, I have a shot at the NFL?
It didn't really sink in until, like, my junior year when I started talking to a few scouts and recruiters, and they were just telling me that I had a lot of productivity, because before I didn't really think that much of it. I just wanted to play football. I knew I wanted to play for as long as I could, but like I just knew I loved the game. And then whenever my productivity stayed high, I was a two-time captain, which was interesting. I was blessed to be able to wear number 35, which is an honorable jersey at Georgetown. So I just knew that I had the potential. I knew I had the size. I knew I had the quickness and speed to play with anyone. And I know that I can play with anyone. I'm not, you know, ever going to doubt myself, you know, all my abilities. So I know that I'm willing to play with anyone, and I'm excited to do that. But after making so many plays and so many tackles, I think I finished with about 99 tackles this semester, this year. I was just like, I'm a great safety.
I love it. I love it. And I saw in the bio that honorable jersey. I mean, how did that come about, and where did it come from?
Oh, yeah, that's the number 35 jersey, the Joe Kibachi Award. And it's given to it's not always the captain, but it's given to one of the leaders of the team who represents Joe Kibachi. He's one of our players who passed away in during 9/11, and we honor him every year by giving the jersey out to the hardworking leader, guy who represents, you know, courage and adversity, who been through stuff and just represents leading people. So they decided to honor me and honor him by giving it to me this year. And it was a privilege. It was a blessing to wear. I talked to his family. I talked to people, former 35s, and they've all been just astounding. They've all been really supportive. So I appreciate it. It was a great experience.
That's awesome and really, really cool. Like I said, I saw that and I was like, I wonder what that actually, but I figured, you know, when you come on the show, there was a question we actually planned on addressing, but you know, you mentioned it and really cool stuff. So you talked to some scouts your junior year, dude, how much pep in the step does that put in the mind after that?
Now it's just, I had to just make sure that I was 100% serious about going about it. And I was, so I got a trainer, I got an agent, you know, I started training, working out, testing for my combine, getting ready for a pro day coming up soon. And just been training, keep my body right, staying healthy and just focusing, you know, making sure that, like, I'm still finishing school well, but at the same time, like, I'm preparing myself for the next level.
Once again, David Acker, the Georgetown safety, talking a little NFL draft and what he brings to the table. Again, if you miss any of the show, you guys know where to find it, Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. You simply type in his name. I ask every guy that comes on the show, David, this question. You're in the film room. NFL scouts are breaking down tape. You're allowed to sit in that room with them. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those home run qualities where they're going to say, hey, man, we got to put you on the 53-man roster?
They're going to say that. I understand the game very well. I see things before it happens, and then I'm a very, very sure tackler. And, you know, I'm a consistent tackler. I'm a consistent person. I'm a consistent student of the game. And they're going to love the way that, like, I analyze the game, break the film down, and watch plays before it happens and make plays before they happen.
Nice. Big Phil Jockey?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hello? Oh, are you a big film junkie?
No. Oh, yes, nice. Yes. Okay. I love watching film. Yeah. I have it on my phone, actually. I have it on my laptop. I actually watch a little bit too much film. I'd be in class watching film, and, you know, professor may call me, and I'm like, oh, I might accidentally give a play out, but at the same time, like, I'm still paying attention, hopefully.
This is one of my personal questions that I enjoy getting a response from. Is there a moment, or I guess, is there a play that you can think of? It doesn't have to be the biggest play, but any play where you spent all week in class, at home, in your apartment, you're watching film, Saturday rolls around, David, what you saw all week on tape kind of comes to fruition, and you make a play or you help one of your teammates make a play?
Yeah, there is. There is this one play I think we were playing against. I think we were playing against Columbia, and I'd been watching film all week, just getting ready for it, and it was a deep post, and I knew exactly when it was coming. I saw the play out. I called it. I told the quarterback exactly what I expected. I said, don't throw it. If you throw it, it's going to be an interception. And, you know, he didn't want to listen to me. You know, he threw it. And you know, it should have been an interception, but I just couldn't get to it in time. And I knew exactly what the play was, but I was really upset with myself. But, you know, I still knew the play. I told the quarterback. Quarterback looked at me next play. He was just like, I don't know how you knew that. And I was just like, I just watched film. And I know exactly what you're going to do next play as well.
That's awesome, man. And I love that question when you guys can give a response like that, because anyone who saw that game or remembers that play that's listening in, you know, they just kind of say, oh, they made a great play, but they don't realize the work that goes into maybe making a play like that and, you know, you studying and doing what you're doing. We asked what you do great that they can see on film. What are some of the other qualities that they won't see on film, David? I mean, maybe the defensive system you ran where they, you know, wanted you to do certain things where – maybe you're criticized because they don't know if you could do other things. I mean, maybe we already addressed film. We already know you're a team leader. But what else is out there about you that these scouts need to know about that's a big plus?
I'm just great attitude. You know, I'm a great person to have in the locker room. I'm always going to have a good attitude. I'm you know, I keep a good attitude around me. I'm usually joking and laughing. I can walk into a room and cheer people up. But at the same time, on a football field, I'm always ready to play anything. I'm easily adaptable. I can quickly learn. I can play linebacker if I need to. I can play in the box. I can play field safety. I can play. If need be, I'll play corner, whatever it takes. You know, I'm willing to play whatever the coach is asking me to play. I play special teams. I love playing special teams. I love running down. I love being able to hit. I love the contact. I just love the physicality of the game.
Definitely. You said it from the get-go, man. You had the ball in your hands as a running back, and you're looking for people to hit. So definitely bring that hitter mentality with you. For you, do you get comparisons to your teammates, family or friends? Say, hey, you know, we were watching the NFL on Sunday, and we see so-and-so. It reminds us of you.
Yeah, just a few friends. I used to model my game after a few safeties, like Ed Reed, but more so now, like Landon Collins. He's one of my favorite safeties to watch for the Giants. And, you know, he's an incredible player. He can play in the field. He can come down and make a tackle. He's a very consistent tackler as well. So,
very nice.
Yeah, they say
yeah,
that. They remind me of him.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Those are big hitters. I mean, Collins is a pumper, man. And then your man Jamal Adams. Do you talk to him of late? You pick up any tips from him?
Oh yeah, he's doing really well. That's one of my best friends. I've always played with him. Like we've always played together, and you know we had a similar type of game. But you know he's a little bit more successful, quicker because you know coming out of LSU. But I've always wished the best for him. I wish the best for all my friends coming out. You know he taught me just to play the game quick and just you know see things before it happens and make quick tackles. He taught me how to tackle very properly, so I appreciate that.
Excellent. And then big shout out to Jamal Adams, the Jet safety. David Acker here on the C2P as we're breaking things down with this young man from Georgetown Patriot League standout safety, making his path towards that next level. You mentioned earlier in the show in terms of, you know, pro day and combine training, where are you working out at and what's your pro day date?
I'm working at Perfect Performance in Tyson's Corner. It's in Virginia. And I think my pro day will be March 28th. And I believe I'll be having it at Howard Howard University.
Howard University. Is it too far away or is it just right? Or it could be long? I mean, what's your mindset?
No.
Does that change every day?
It can happen right now and I'll be ready, you know, but right now I'm just training and making sure I can get better. So as long as I can put up great numbers and, you know, impress somebody, then I'll be happy with it. But right now I'm just taking it day by day.
Nice. And is there one particular drill that you're especially excited about?
I'm excited to show people improved 40 time. You know, I'm working on that. Improved 40 time. My shuttle should be good. I have a standout number that I hope that really just stand out for a lot of people. And my bench should also be great. I've always been good at that as well. So.
Nice. And I got to ask, because I see so many variables on the internet, what's your height, weight right now, and do you plan on maintaining that?
Yeah, my height is 6'1", about 208 today. So, yeah.
That's big boy size, David. Huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
That's big boy size there, man. Everybody loves a big safety. It's just one of those things. It's like a pretty girl. Everybody loves a pretty face, but if you like the NFL or you like college football or anything like that, you always want to see a big intimidating safety and definitely have that going for you. Before we let you go, though, we always like to wrap things up with a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat,
Beyonce.
Who are you going to ask to join you for dinner? Ah, man, you were
Beyonce.
Quick.
Oh, yeah. Always ready for that, you know. Beyonce. And if Beyonce says no, I'm going to ask her again. And then, yeah.
I love it, man. Man, you were quick. That could be the quickest. I mean, we didn't have an hour. You're like, boom. That was pretty solid, man. I'm impressed with that. How about this one? This is a popular thing right now. Your cleats, your spikes, getting them painted, sort of an idea, a theme, maybe something a cause. I mean, what would you want to be? You know, what would you want to have on your shoes if you got to have everything painted on them?
This mentorship program. I did a mentorship program last year, one of the classes we took, it was called Starts in Corda, and we went in and we taught little kids how to read. so like elementary grade school kids. So I just feel like education is really important for younger kids, just like mentoring. So I would definitely paint that on my cleats and remember the importance of that.
Definitely. I tell you what, man, that question we ask, and we get the widest variety of questions, but I think it's one of the questions where we kind of really get to know you even a little bit more than, you know, the whole show duration, because we kind of find out some causes that are close to all your guys' hearts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's an actual, you know, something that's, you know, charity work or some stuff. And, you know, say some guys, you know, guys just want, like, you know, Flash or Iron Man on. I mean, but again, it's just a fun question because
yeah.
The responses are so interchangeable. It's great stuff. Hey, man, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you got a lot going on, but hey, man, I can't wait to, you know, find out how you do. I can't wait to find out what those numbers are on the Howard Pro Day. But hey, man, we always say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
No problem. Once again, that is David Acker, the Georgetown safety, joining us here on the NFL Draft Blast. You folks know, again, you type in his name, iTunes, type in his name, Block Talk Radio, and this is going to pop up. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.